Last week's Sunbelt Ag Expo was a super success. Three beautiful days and lots of people taking time to visit the various exhibits, over 1,000 exhibitors at the Moultrie site in Moultrie, Georgia. The winner of the Farmer of the Year was the Cobb Farms of Lake City, Arkansas. He is a partnership of crops yielding about 1,800 acres of irrigated corn. Also, he had about 210 bushels per acre, which was exciting to know. 2,599 acres of irrigated cotton, yielding 1,300 pounds per acre. And he was also a new peanut farmer in the last 4 years. He has 101 acres of irrigated peanuts. He says they averaged about 2.5 tons per acre, and that is good. He's also in the greenhouse business, but our Farmer of the Year, coming from Jonesboro, Arkansas, was Steve Cobb. Congratulations to him. He'll get a lot of prizes, and Massey Ferguson will be the big sponsor this year and make sure he has a tractor to operate on this next year. The peanut crop conditions, farmers are about halfway through. They say there's 56 to 60% dug. Only 40% has been harvested or brought to the buying points. They're picking up on that, but all peanuts will probably be dug this coming week, and looks like clear skies. Contracts are moving up as they discover the crop is short of what is expected, and the contract's now approaching $600 per ton, and if they're not committed already. Most of the peanuts were already contracted. That's an update. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.